how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Welcome into this week's edition of Recruiting Breakdown. My name is Jerry Hamilton, joined by CJ Vogel as always. I'm wearing my Friends with Blue, man. You got to support the team. You got to support who you played for. All right, big news today. Texas adds an 11th commitment to the 2025 class. Force on Texas football four-star, everybody else is underrated, cornerback Caleb Chester out of Fort Bend Marshall commits to the Texas Longhorns today. We had dropped the high. We've been hinting at this one for a while. They had a great visit. Going into last weekend, we had said that was the prospect Texas led for going into the weekend. And Texas closes the deal over the weekend, and Caleb Chester announces for the Longhorns today. CJ, before we get to the big weekend of official visitors, which is what we're going to talk about, this June 14th through 16th official visitor list, your thoughts on Caleb Chester's commitment?
Yeah, it's a big one for the Longhorns, obviously. In the world of SEC football, you need the guys up front, but more so than that, you need some of these guys in the secondary as well. So Caleb Chester, 6'1", about a buck 75, buck 80 at the moment. A great frame, lengthy, very athletic. What strikes out to me, stands out to me on his tape, Jerry, is he fights through the ball. He gets his hands on the football very often in passing lanes, whether it be fighting through the hands, making a play, turning around, and just finding where the football is in flight and making deflections via, just fighting through. I'm a big fan of his, and I think it's a good start to the class back in the secondary. Obviously, Texas has 11 guys in the fold at the moment. He's a guy that I think is a good start for the cornerback room. And when you look through, again, what Texas has been trying to do over the last few cycles, adding speed is very important. Adding length is very important. He provides both of those, and I think it's a really strong addition. Texas has been on him for a while. That offer came May 16th of 2023. He's been a guy Texas is familiar with, visited again April 13th, and, of course, his official a week ago. Texas remained strong, had a spot for him, and was able to seal the deal after a strong official visit.
Yeah, and that's it. It's smart of Texas. And by the way, beyond Chester's talent, the fact that he's at Fort Bend Marshall. It's smart for Texas to get into Fort Bend Marshall. There's two 2026 prospects we've mentioned before. Isaiah Williams, safety, one of the best in the country, and Noriel Dominguez, linebacker, who Texas has offered and had on campus. Isaiah Williams there in June. All right, guys, but it's a big Caleb Chester's the big news today. This weekend is a big official visit weekend. Now, Dejon Lee, the four-star corners, are going to be on campus tomorrow, but there's 16 official visitors on campus this weekend. And before we get to talking about some of those, I want to take a second for the sole sponsor of the Recruiting Breakdown. That's Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders. When it comes to protecting all your stuff, wouldn't it be great to have one place that protects all of it? All of it. Here's some great news. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the only insurance agent you'll need to help keep tabs on protection for all your stuff. That's everything from your home, car and boat, your motorcycle, your RV, and even that ATV if you got one. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today at 512-218-8571. Are you in good hands? With over 33 years of experience, you'll be in great hands with Texas alum Mark Saunders. Jerry Rice hands. That's Texas alum Mark Saunders. Give him a call today, 512-218-8571. 8571. All right, CJ, we have DeJuan Lee, midweek official visitor from Mission Viejo, four-star corner, 6'3 corner. We're going to kind of leave that one alone for now. Texas has a lot of ground to make up. This is kind of a get him on campus. He's been on campus once before, see what happens. But look, I mean, the reality is Georgia and Alabama, schools out west, probably are ahead of Texas. He goes from Texas to Georgia to Texas A&M and then to Alabama. So if you're on the West Coast, you're holding on tight to seeing if he's going to go to an SEC school or not. But we'll leave him in the background for now. We'll talk about him if Texas makes a run there or that one gets serious. But let's start with this weekend. It's a huge visit weekend. Obviously, the number one recruit in the minds of Texas fans in this cycle is DeCorian Moore, the wide receiver from Duncanville. He'll be coming in this weekend. A lot of family members, little brothers, everybody's coming into town after visits to Ohio State and LSU the last 2 weekends. He'll go to Texas and conclude with Oregon. And, you know, CJ, it doesn't get any bigger than this for Texas fans. I mean, there's two guys in this class. It's DeCorian Moore that are uncommitted and Michael Fasusi. But DeCorian Moore is the headliner for this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good that Texas has been through these kind of recruitments before, Jerry, especially with this staff coming in with what is the number one target on the board. This year it is DeCorian Moore. Previously, we've seen it with Colin Simmons. We saw it with Anthony Hill and Arch Manning. They do a very good job of laying out what it's like to play at Texas, allowing them the opportunity to meet with and kind of evaluate Texas in their own right as a player, and then what it's like to go to the University of Texas in the city of Austin itself and what that kind of involves as well. But without a question of a doubt, he is that top guy on the board today for the Longhorns coming in this weekend. Of course, you look at who else is coming in, a number of wide receivers, whether it be Andrew Marsh, Kelshon Johnson, Daylon McCutcheon, really talented group coming in as well. But aside from that, you know, it'll be interesting to see what comes of this offensive line bunch as well. And I think that'll be, amongst anything else, probably the number two headliner out of this weekend is what does Nick Brooks think of Texas? Lamont Rogers, John Mills, these are all familiar names for the Texas Longhorns in the 2025 cycle. Will there be any movement with a couple spots already taken up in the 2025 class? And plus, looking ahead to Michael Fasusi a week after, how quickly does Texas move? Do they always keep a spot open for Fasusi? I would imagine so.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, number of talented guys coming in. It'll be interesting to see what that pegging order will look like and where Texas makes its absolute moves following this official visit weekend.
Yeah, so again, 16 official visitors. That's three committed players. Ricky Stewart, Lance Jackson, possible five-star edge, and Brandon Brown, who, look, if there's a third intriguing recruitment for Texas fans in this cycle, it's Brandon Brown. He's a tremendous defensive line prospect, the four-star that should be a high four-star consideration for five-star D-line prospect out of Ogallee. He's been committed to Texas since December. Bo Davis got him committed to Texas right while he was at Texas. Now it comes down to Texas and LSU. I spoke with somebody close to that recruitment this morning and said, yeah, you know, Tennessee, he enjoyed the Tennessee visit, but really this is going to come down to Texas and LSU. Now, he does plan to visit Miami the week after Texas, so that will muddy those crystal clear waters in South Beach a little bit for LSU and Texas. But I do expect this to come down to LSU and Texas. That's another one on the tip of the tongue. But, yeah, let's talk about these offensive linemen for a second, because Nick Brooks is interesting to me, CJ. Nick Brooks has been – was one time committed to Oregon. Committed to Iowa. He backed off of that commitment, right? He lived in Georgia for a year. So Georgia has been considered the favorite since he backed off the Iowa commitment. But Texas has really made a run at this one. Texas is very much in the mix here for Nick Brooks. He was at USC last weekend. But right now the thought is they may finish third in this race. But we'll see. It's recruiting. But Nick Brooks had a tremendous visit to Texas for the spring game. And that initiated this visit back for the official visit, which was already scheduled. He's coming with his mother and a sibling. So we on Texas Football believes that Texas has a legitimate shot here at Nick Brooks. And then the other two offensive linemen we want to hit on, John Mills out of San Francisco, St. Ignatius, one of the top, I think, in right guard, right tackle, swing player guards in this class on Texas football's had him as a four-star the whole way through. He visited Florida last weekend. He's visited Cal. He's visited Nebraska. But the competition is Washington. Washington was one of the first schools to offer him, maybe the first school to offer him. He's had multiple family members that were college athletes at Washington, including his mom. Texas has been a favorite here for a while. He already made the official to Washington. He's coming into Austin. And after that, he's pretty much going to shut this thing down and make a decision. So it'll be interesting to see, has Washington cut into Texas's lead as this process is starting to play out in June, or does Texas finish this one off? Because the one thing John Mills said, we had him on one of our afternoon shows live, is he's liked the idea of playing in the South. Okay, so if that continues, obviously Texas will be the pick. Then the third offensive lineman's Lamont Rogers out of Mesquite Horn. He was at A&M last weekend. He was at Missouri the weekend before. He will go to Texas this weekend, and he's scheduled to be at Florida State the 21st through 23rd. Here's the key on this recruitment. What corner mom is in is going to be huge. I really believe the corner she's in is going to be huge. She really liked the Texas visit. We'll see if that it happens again on this official visit. She liked the Texas unofficial visit in April. Was very happy with that. Now, what A&M did was they got his father on campus for the visit. His father lives in Vicksburg, Mississippi. So we'll see if Texas is able to get the father on campus. But the mom's opinion, I think, is huge here. Now, CJ, Riley Pettijohn, another big guy coming in this weekend. One of the top linebackers in the country. One of the players that Texas fans are always asking about on our chats and on texasfootball.com. Riley Pettijohn's recruitment, he's been to Ohio State, he's been to USC, has Texas this weekend, and A&M the last weekend. This is a huge one for Texas with Elijah Barnes already in the boat.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you look at what kind of athletes Texas is trying to prioritize, look no further than Riley Pettijohn and that 10-7, 10-8 speed at the middle linebacker position. I was able to see his spring game and –
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
He flies around the football, Jerry. There's no doubt about that. Those instincts are high level. And, of course, he has the athleticism to back that up. He was laying the wood on a number of kids carrying the football on that afternoon. But this is a very important weekend for Texas. Of course, Texas A&M is trying to make a push there. They just recently hosted his two brothers, or two cousins on campus for a visit earlier this month. They're trying to get that to be a swing of momentum in their favor here. And of course, Texas with Elijah Barnes already in the fold, looking to pair him up with another very talented DFW linebacker. We've seen a recurring theme here under Sarkisian and his staff in terms of DFW linebackers so far in this their tenure here at Texas. But Pettijohn's a big one. And, of course, Elijah Barnes has been in his ear. Johnny Nansen's been up to see him a number of times, as has Steve Sarkisian. And if you're looking back again, that visit for the spring game, April 20th, was a big time for momentum switch for Texas to get him kind of on that leaning note as well. So you start looking in a little bit deeper into this one. Texas, I think, has a very good chance at being that number one, clear-cut number one team out of this visit. I think they have a great – they're looking very good right now going into the visit. If you're able to leave this weekend after a good visit, I think it'll be a very clear-cut number one Texas going into A&M down the road. But you don't count out USC and Ohio State. I think Michigan was still kind of toying around a little bit. Florida State on the outside. So schools all across the country still vying for Riley Pettijohn as well. But, man, you start looking around. Another one, another linebacker that you've seen a number of times, Jerry, is Jonathan Cunningham. Just come off a Utah visit. Obviously, a little bit of movement in terms of who Texas was hoping to get on campus at the linebacker position. Obviously, Landon McComber was one of them. Just committed this past weekend as well to Stanford. What does things look like on the front of Jonathan Cunningham in front of this Texas official visit?
Yeah, and I want to add on Pettijohn. I really think this may end up coming down to A&M in Texas. I think we're going to see more of these battles. A lot of people have wondered who the competition was going to end up being for Pettijohn. I think it's going to be A&M. I think A&M's selling him on being the linebacker in Mike Elko's defense in this class. I think they're going after that once Elijah Barnes committed to Texas. I think Texas A&M has really turned up the heat there on Pettijohn, and I think this may end up coming down to an in-state battle, SEC battle. The rivalry's back. It's happening in recruiting before the football field. Jonathan Cunningham, I think this comes down to how hard Texas pushes. What do they feel like with Madden Faramo the next weekend? Is Notre Dame going to be tough to overcome for the San Juan Capistrano four-star linebacker Madden Faramo? If they think that's tough to overcome, I could see them making a push for Jonathan Cunningham. Texas wants to have three linebackers in this class. Now, and we'll see what happens there. Or do they just try to keep Jonathan Cunningham maybe warm for a while and see how things play out here the rest of June? But that's kind of – we're getting later into June, so it's a lot more difficult to kind of play that card to where maybe he commits somewhere else, and then you have to try to come back in the fall and flip him. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Jonathan Cunningham. And some of the rest of the visitors, I think, are key. You know, Kelshon Johnson, you know, he's got USC scheduled the 21st through 23rd. But I think this is going to come down to A&M in Texas. I mean, it's amazing. In June, some of these – a number of guys now are coming down to A&M in Texas. We're talking about more of this. Fasusi, we believe, could come down to A&M or Texas. He is at OU this weekend. Lamont Rogers, he likes Missouri, but is it going to come down to A&M and Texas? A&M won't miss on all these offensive tackles. Texas won't miss on all these offensive tackles. So what are these recruitments going to come down to? Kelshon Johnson, man, it looks like it's coming down to A&M and Texas. A&M worked hard. Holman Wiggins and staff worked hard to get Kelshon to bump Texas Tech last weekend for A&M, which he did. And that took a lot because that meant Kelshon had to go to his best bud, Lloyd Jones, the quarterback at Hitchcock, committed to Texas Tech, whose dad coaches at Hitchcock, who's taken Kelshon the visits and said, you know what, I'm not going. I'm going to go visit A&M. So Kelshon's an independent guy. He proved that walking away from the regional track meet to come visit Texas for the spring game. But this one's coming down to A&M for Texas. It's going to be interesting. There was a lot of chatter about A&M easily being the team to beat after last weekend. Well, Steve Sarkisian tried to call him Sunday, if that means anything to Texas fans. So he's visiting Texas this weekend. He's still got USC scheduled. You know, Dalen McCutcheon, I think Andrew Marsh are on the outside looking in. Texas really likes McCutcheon. It's just a numbers game at receiver. And you look around them. We talked about the offensive line. D-line, Kevin Wynn. This is a big one for Texas now. Kevin Wynn, 6'2", 310, 315 out of Greensboro, Georgia, Greene County. Was at Georgia 2 weekends ago. Was at South Carolina. He's got that huge FSU visit next weekend. But this is a big one for Texas. Culinary, he wants to be a chef. This is huge in the recruitment. He's never been to Austin before. So this is a huge recruitment and weekend for Kenny Baker in Texas. Kenny Baker, well, Kevin Wynn really likes Kenny Baker. That's why he's making the visit. Now we'll see with the family coming on campus. His first visit, is Austin going to be overwhelming for him, is going to be the question, because he's a small town guy. And that's Austin's much different than Tallahassee, Athens, or Columbia. CJ, I wanted to ask you kind of, you know, edge position. You know, Lance Jackson commitment coming in, Smith Orogbo with Hayden Lowe committing elsewhere to USC. Texas in on Javion Hilson. Then there's two edge guys coming in, Smith Orogbo, who has a ton of upside out of Hastings, and Marco Jones out of California, who's a total wild card.
Yeah, 100%. And there was a lot of buzz from Texas Tech and out of Lubbock this past weekend with Smith Orogbo. My question here, Jerry, and this might be more for you, is where does Texas kind of sit right now in terms of their edge rushers and how long of projects they might be, right? You talked about Smith Orogbo. He might have as high as a ceiling or upside as anybody in this class. It just might take him a little while to get there. My point here is Texas, we've seen it now going into 2024. That roster looks like it's pretty deep. I think that in previous years, you wouldn't have had that time to sit back and say, all right, we'll take the developmental piece. We're going into the SEC. But hey, we got to have these guys ready to go right now. This year, I think you'll be able to sit back and say, all right, well, we can bring them in, have them sit for a little bit. And then whenever the time's ready and his body is up to speed, now we got the piece. So that'll be interesting to me how Texas counters that Texas Tech momentum as well. I know Oklahoma is in on Smith Orogbo as well. I got a couple other miscellaneous notes I wanted to throw out. First on Nick Brooks, obviously, coming in, first visit was earlier in the spring. Very similar timeline, it looks like to me, from what Texas saw a year ago with Brandon Baker. Come back in for an official visit. Those are the only two trips you take, and soon enough you have a commitment. Not saying that's going to be the case with Nick Brooks. All I'm saying is you look at the visits and how they line up. That's one that's very similar to me. Dalen McCutchen, another one. I know you mentioned Texas likes him a lot. Biggest differentiator with me from McCutchen and the rest of the bunch that we've mentioned with the Jamie French, DeCorian Moore, Tanook Hines, even Kelshawn Johnson, is that speed factor. I think Dalen McCutchen is very much in that conversation for being the smoothest route runner, the most savvy route runner that you'll see in the state of Texas this year. He just doesn't, in my opinion, have that top-end speed. I actually received the comparison of Dalen McCutchen to Jackson Smith and Jigba, which pretty lofty comparison.
Yeah, that's lofty.
It is. But in that sense, that's top-end speed isn't what jumps off the page when you watch him. And then Dijon Lee coming in again earlier this week for a midweek official visit. He left Texas out of his top four. And what's interesting here is he's the only midweek official visitor Texas has scheduled at the moment. He will be making the trip right on over to College Station right after his official visit to Austin. So that's where Texas has to make up ground, is with Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, and Washington. Leaving him out of the top four, yet still taking an official visit to Austin. Bit of a head-scratcher there, but we'll see if there is any ground made up. I believe the last time he visited Texas was January, February 2023. So it's been quite a while since the last time he was on campus.
Yeah, that's a great point by CJ. I totally agree on Nick Brooks. It's taking shape like Brandon Baker's recruitment. We'll see if it ends up that way as well. All right, I want to take a second again for our sponsor of the Recruiting Breakdown. That is Mark Saunders. Thanks again for being the sole sponsor of the Recruiting Breakdown. A very big part of the On Texas football family. When it comes to protecting all your stuff, wouldn't it be great to have one place that protects all of it? Here's some great news. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the only insurance agent you'll need to help keep tabs on protection for all your stuff. That's everything from your home and your boat to your motorcycle, your RV, and even your ATV. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today at 512-218-8571. Are you in good hands? You'll be in great hands with over 35 years of experience with Texas alum Mark Saunders. Give him a call today, 512-218-8571. How good of hands is that? That's Devin Duvernay hands. Give Mark Saunders a call. All right, guys. Thank you very much to Mark Saunders once again for being the sole sponsor of the Recruiting Breakdown. CJ, that's it for today's show. A lot of news, obviously, on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour basis on recruiting. Huge visit weekend ahead for the Texas Longhorns before the final official visit weekend, June 21st through 23rd. These next two weekends are truly going to shape the Texas Longhorns 25 class. All right, for CJ Vogel, I'm Jerry Hamilton. That's been this week's edition of the Recruiting Breakdown. We'll talk to you tonight. Little Longhorn live stream. See you about 7:15.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
Sean left foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.